4 o'clock on a Thursday. And as you know by now, if you're a regular listener to The Afternoon Show, on a Thursday afternoon, we introduce you to the Topside Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And Eamon Dowling is the man who generally pops in with the information and, most importantly, the wine for us to sample and to give you our best appraisal of it. And Eamon is back on a Thursday afternoon. I missed you last week, but it was a good show.
That was perfect.
Excellent. And I think it was a very lovely change like a holiday. But we're back again. And today we're talking about the Glencalu Sauvignon Blanc 23. What can you tell us about it?
Dave, it's a unique Sauvignon Blanc coming from the Western Cape, as they say. Glencalu, it's an old farm. It's been there for quite a long time under the masterful hands of winemaker Johnny Carlitz and is assisted by Philip Turon. As young Mike, he was he was in the top 10 Diners Club Young Makers, Winemakers of the Year there a couple of years back. But he is there now with Johnny at Glencalu. Now, everybody knows Glencalu, they're more famous for their Chardonnays, but they're also very good with their Sauvignon Blanc, and this is no exception, this one that we have here, the 2023.
Okay,
well, handpicked.
Possibly what we should do is, before we go any further, pop another tune on the list and open up a bottle and have a taste, because always with a wine, the proof is in the tasting.
It's in the pudding, as they say.
Exactly. We will give it a taste. And we'll be back. Maroon 5 fading to the background. We've done exactly what we said we would do. We've opened the Glencalu Sauvignon Blanc 2023, and we have had a taste. And immediately, what becomes instantly apparent is they've been following the trend that we've been speaking about for a while. South Africans, the palate seems to have gone away from the overly wooded hues, if you like, or the overly wooded. Notes that one would find ordinarily in a good Sauvignon Blanc back in the day. The more modern taste and profile is straight off the stainless steel kind of.
Stainless steel is real crisp, fresh fruits,
very clean.
Citrus, gooseberries, freshly cut grass, a little bit of green pepper. Some Sauvignon Blancs like a little bit of flintiness in them. This has got it, but very well balanced. Seven on this, very well structured.
Yeah, just to read you the winemaker's notes in the glass: distinctive complexity with layers of tropical fruit, pineapple, green pepper, and gooseberry. This medium-bodied Sauvignon Blanc presents a vivid lemon-lime color with a flinty thread on the palate, underpinned by a floral freshness. This is not ChatGPT, I don't think.
It wouldn't
go along. As the wine evolves, it develops green apple and kiwi fruit in the glass with intriguing tropical tones. The entry is fresh, progressing towards a well-structured mid-palate balanced by the refreshingly vibrant natural fruit acidity. That's all from the pen of one Johnny Carlitz, the winemaker.
The winemaker.
And he would know. That's what he's been going for. That's what he promised to deliver, and that's what he has delivered.
And that's what he's doing for us. It's very underrated, I think, this Sauvignon Blanc compared to some of the others coming out from that particular part of the Western Cape.
And why would that be? Why do you suggest that is?
I think there's a lot of things. There's a lot of new Sauvignon Blancs coming along, Dave. A lot of new farms producing new styles of Sauvignon Blanc. I think it all boils down to what happens in the vineyards. And from the roots, from basically the rootstock, they've replanted their a lot of new rootstock in the vineyards at Glencarlew, and I think a lot of care has to be taken as well with the soil and the type of soils that are in those particular locations close to the sea. You get that salinity coming through in some Sauvignon Blanc. Some people like that, some people don't like it.
This is not overly saline.
No,
it's got they talk about nothing. Having this flinty thread on the palate.
A bit of flintiness there from the soils, from the shale soils that they have.
It's a very, very easy drinking white wine for those that are not particular in terms of the story behind it and just want to have a lovely glass of wine of a summer's evening or afternoon with a good
pasta.
A couple of oysters.
Oysters. There you go. Isis, perfect choice there. Or a little few some creamy mussels.
A little, yeah, a bit of seafood, a bit of pasta, salad. This would be the perfect
I
summer,
think so.
Late summer drink. What sort of price point are we talking about?
Dave, it's not so bad. It's 120.
Well, that's very good.
120 that's for a premium wine from a good estate like Glencarlew. And they've won a lot of awards for their wines overseas.
Wow.
And they've also been on first class, business class on a lot of airlines as well.
So there you have it. And now you can join the Mile High Club as they drink their wine at 1 mile up. You can drink it down here at sea level at Tops at Lifestyle. Are you going to be tasting it this weekend?
Yes, Dave. Saturday, Sunday, we'll be tasting normal time 12 to 2 on both days.
So there you go. Dodge the Easter Bunny. Get in quick because this is going to be a treat. I suggest that you get there sooner than later, Saturday or Sunday from 12, and sample the Glencarlew Sauvignon Blanc. Eamon and the team will be there to guide you through it. It's an absolutely delightful tipple. I think you'll love it. It's honest, it's well priced, and I would imagine that if you become acquainted with it, you will probably want more than a bottle, and I'm sure there is lots of stock.
Not plenty. We've got plenty of stock.
Lay this down for a bit, it will probably appreciate it.
Maybe another 3 years, Dave, I'd say. So it'll go the distance.
Future proof your investment in the good life. Go and support the good folk of Glencarlew at Lifestyle Tops and treat yourself to something really special. How are we doing competition wise?
Dave, we're going to be starting off a new set of competitions from next month, April, where we're going to be doing another Smeg fridge and one or two other things as well that we'll be doing as well, but we'll be finalizing all those little things next week, and I'll be able to tell you more on how to enter that. There's going to be a competition running for 2 months for that lovely brand spanking new Smeg fridge. Excellent. That we're going to run with. And then for all our customers out there now, even though it's the Easter weekend today, Thursday and tomorrow Friday, and for all our holiday makers that are arriving down to us, we will be opening late. Lifestyle Super Spa and Tops, we will be staying open till 8 o'clock this evening and till 8 o'clock tomorrow Friday.
So tonight and tomorrow you can extend your shopping experience at Tops at Lifestyle and Lifestyle Super Spa till 8 o'clock for your convenience.
That's correct, yes.
And then there is a special tasting on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 12 to 2, both days, of the Glencarlew Sauvignon Blanc, our wine of the week. Eamon, thank you so much for popping in. We'll see you in a week's time.
No problem. Thanks again, Dave, for having us.
And a happy Easter.
Yes, and happy Easter. Not too many Easter bunnies.
just one or two. And the afternoon show continues.